Zürichen.
Hello.
So, we are here for human design. Okay. So we are here for the functional design meeting. So first I will show the agenda. So we will, I will take notes during this meeting. So I will try to summarize it and put that summary in the shared folder if you want to look at it afterwards. So then each of you will lead a presentation on the task that has been required last time, so user requirement specification, technical function design, and working design. Then I will present you some new project requirements I received from the management board. Then we will take the decision on the remote control needed functions. And then I will assign you the task for the next part of the meeting, of the process. So we want to start the presentation of what they need.
Do you want to stop?
Who are you?
I'm Attila.
Ouch.
Okay.
Technical problem.
I think you said in the wrong folder.
You put it on.
It was somewhere in something like this. I don't remember the name of something like Messenger Army or something.
What do you have in shortcut?
Go up.
Button 22.
Yeah, go up.
Yeah.
Again.
No.
Go back.
We have no.
Maybe Messenger Army. Messenger.
Over. Okay.
No.
There's no.
We have a
technical problem.
Yeah. Otherwise, could you just describe my hand with the whiteboard?
If you remember, yeah.
Yeah.
But
so basically, what we want here is a remote control, right?
Yeah.
So the question was, first of all, what to control. So most people want to have a remote for their hi-fi and TV and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But other people want also remotes for controlling and toys like robotic pets and
mm-hmm.
robots and stuff. And other people also want to have remotes for controlling the whole house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's a project I think called X-House or something like that. Does that. You can integrate the remote with the computers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing. The other thing is the the finder feature, by Wittling or whatever.
Okay.
If you have the finder feature, then you can also have, at the same time, any general voice commands, if you want.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think it should be a package in that case. So the user interface will consist of two parts. One is the voice command part, and one is the actual buttons part. The buttons part would be a set of buttons for choosing devices.
Mm-hmm.
Set of buttons for spatial navigation in space.
Mm-hmm.
Set of buttons for linear access of medium, and a set of buttons for random access.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you mean by linear access?
Like videotape goes forward, backwards, and fast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So spatial navigation, linear access, random access, and there's a false one. No?
Mm-hmm.
So the buttons are for spatial navigation?
Yeah, for spatial navigation, for them, you might have a TV in the menu.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then linear access? Then random access.
Yeah, and also parameter.
Ah, yeah,
saving.
Parameter.
So these are common parameters, we have some special buttons for that.
Okay.
We would have everything generic, but there are a lot of remotes on the market right now.
Okay.
And basically this is most of almost everybody has this task.
Okay. And voice command?
Voice command, we could specify anything, we could assign any button, a command to any button.
Okay.
If we have enough processing power, I guess.
Okay. So that's that goes for investigations?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Maybe we can have a look at the user requirements with.
Okay.
I don't
know if you can.
I don't know if I can. You can just
maybe you can.
It's not you.
It's. Which
folder?
To run
maybe you can send it to me by email. Just in participant one. At Amy.
I'll try to show it to everyone. If you don't mind.
Okay,
this is missing. So maybe I can switch slides when you,
yeah.
Whenever you want. That could be more convenient. So,
okay.
Functional requirements.
Okay, so in our usability lab, we observed the remote controllers among 100 subjects.
Mm.
And the subjects also filled a questionnaire.
Yeah.
Okay. And here are the results. So you can see that 95% of users find most remote controls ugly. So we have to find something to make them more nice and kind. 80% of users would spend more money when the remote control would be fancy. 1800% of users would spend more money when the remote control would be up. But I can.
Yeah.
75% of users say they that alert. So we have to have a remote control where they ask for that. We don't have to be. If you say we need to. And 50% of users say they only use. 10% of the buttons in the
okay.
In the remote control. So all the buttons we have to put have to have a use, a real use and not
okay.
A
okay, so fewer buttons maybe.
Yeah. Not many buttons and usable buttons.
Okay.
But what kind of remote controls?
Sorry?
What kind of task for it? Was it TV?
Yeah. Most TV.
Yeah, but in fact, it seems that we are going to make a TV remote control according to new requirements I received from the management. I will present them in the following.
Ah, cool.
Okay, you can do it. So there are the frustrations expressed by users. So they said they lost often the remote control in the room, so they want to have a way
to find it.
A lot of the time it takes too much time to learn how to use a new remote control, so they want something very simple and easy to use. And remote controls are bad for...
What is the RSI?
RSI, yeah. What is your wrist? You can't compensate, you can't tell me this.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Also, if you double the computer, you can't position.
Okay, so we have to make it more ergonomic.
You have to say
it's your job. Oh. Sorry. What did you say from Microsoft?
Okay, before that, I have some thing.
What?
To say we know that they use a lot the remote control to change channel. And to change volume selection. And not a lot for setting the channels and things like that.
Okay.
So it's better to put something very easy to that and
this function should be
very
accessible.
Accessible, yes.
Okay. This is the main function. Okay.
So then we ask some questions to them and we ask this question, if they prefer an LCD screen or on a remote function remote control, and if they pay more for speech recognition in remote control.
Yeah.
And you can go, we have here the results of the questions. So you know that for the younger, it's very important
to have
speech recognition, and the others is not so important, but we know that people between 15 and 25 are people who watch a lot of TV and who can use a lot of this.
Okay.
So maybe we can have a speech
recognition. Yeah, maybe this is important. Moreover, maybe those like these teenager customer can advise their parents to buy this equipment, and so we have to take care of that point of view.
Okay. If the conclusion. So, as we said before, I think a remote control lighting in the dark. It's a good thing.
Okay.
Not too many buttons, like we said before. Easy to use, a way to find it easily in the room, and resistant to shock and to
Okay.
I don't know if you see something else important. Or
I'm just thinking of something. We want to have a general remote control for everything.
No. It seems that we now want to have a TV remote control.
Okay.
From the management board, I just because it would be costly. And also it would take more time to develop to have a generic remote control.
It's not good.
I don't know.
Second,
That it would be too long to
yeah.
be there.
That should be the same.
Oh yeah. Because I received that mail from management board and they seem to tell that if we want to be on the market as early as possible, we should focus on TV. Moreover, it seems that the market is more important. So maybe it's a good decision. And
also not the amount to know about how fast you can design. I don't think
finish tonight.
Okay.
But basically, yeah, maybe I can continue with my presentation today.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think we have some technical problems. So I'm just going to describe briefly what we do in the remote control.
Maybe you can go to the whiteboard if you have some ways to use.
Yeah.
Do I?
Oh, yeah. I have enough cables.
Okay. You can like a dog.
Okay, so I'm just going to describe. In fact, for a remote control, this is quite easy. We just have to.
Okay, are you okay?
Like that. I'm just going to describe. Basically, we have a battery, a power supply. And after that, we just have a user interface. Let's say that. Something like that, which could be. The LCD, let's say, or an array of push buttons, something like that. Push button, LCD. After that, we feed that into an electronic chip. So I see, and I feed that to LED, which is infrared. Which is component. And so what we for myself this, for us this is quite easy.
Do you see the sunfire?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just a chip which does all the numerical computation according to the display. And so for us this is quite easy. We just need to take to define what we want to do when the user interface wants something, and after that we just do the coding to send that to the motherboard, to the television.
Okay.
So for us, this is quite easy.
Okay, so this is quite easy.
Yeah. And we just have to define the processing power that we need, especially if we want to do some speech recognition. In that case, that means that we are going to use more.
This is a bit more time to do it.
Yeah, of course, of course. And, but for a standard one, this is really easy. It's a question of 1 month or so.
Do you speak about voice control?
No, I said
standard button one.
Yeah, standard remote control takes maybe 1 month to do that.
So the only time problem is the voice recognition.
Yeah, definitely.
So, do you have any idea of how long it could take the voice recognition?
I would say
10 years.
I would say about 8 months to have the first results.
Okay, so it's a bit long.
Yeah.
One month for the standard one button.
Yeah.
Even if we have a LCD display.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is really standard devices now. For speech recognition.
Okay, so we can take this into account. So, who thinks it would be good to go for like speech recognition,
but you don't have time, you know.
And also, how much?
I think
during the kickoff meeting, you said that we shouldn't go up to 12.5 euros per
yeah.
unit.
Yeah.
So, how many units should we sell to the
Well, each unit is sell 25 euros.
Yeah, but how many? Yeah.
How much do you get? If you buy 1 million units, 100,000 units, chips, going into chips, right?
Yeah.
How much will it cost for 100,000?
Usually, this is less than about $2 per chip.
Okay. Because when we for a party, we want to have enough of this to go.
Yeah. Okay.
It seems that we want to sell like 4 million units from the first meeting.
Okay.
Okay, maybe we can look at the new requirement I received from the management board and discuss all function we want to have.
I just had a question. Do you want to continue?
Yeah, I will continue. Well, ask your question if you want.
You said that, I don't remember like how, but 30% of the testing people said that it's quite difficult to use the remote control.
Yeah.
Do they say that this is difficult, but for the same reason, or do they have other reasons? To keep in mind, maybe to access to that menu, you should do something like that.
Yeah, but I think they say that it's difficult to learn how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
When you know how to use it,
it's
okay.
But it's not intuitive.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe. And what about if we design a remote control which can be configured as you want? You say that I have six buttons.
A lot of people, if you have the LCD screen, you can do it completely the way you want, because the buttons also will look the way
but
you want them.
But also
but it will be hard to configure. I mean, imagine, so it's really something for the expert user.
Okay.
So, I mean, there are markets and markets. I think the young people that are, Christine here said, so for our young people, it would be cool. They can be able to use it. Maybe their parents will not, but they will configure it. I guess I don't know if there's a study.
Maybe it would be more complex to configure it to be simple than creating a simple prototype.
Another thing is that if you make something that's simple and easy to use, that best to use immediately, that means that it will be exactly the same as everything else.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if it's different, then of course everybody has somebody has to learn to use it first.
Yeah, but also we see that most people find remote controls too complex because there are too many buttons and they mainly use only channels and volume buttons. So we may just make a very easy to use remote control with mainly those buttons and maybe also some lightning stuff to. Because most people find also hard to find the remote control, lose the seat, etc. These two points are the main frustration. So maybe if we design something very simple and easy to find when lost, it will add a serious competitive advantage without making something too complex and too long to develop. So, but let us see first the new requirement. So we don't have to. So this is in the same direction as we were speaking. So we don't have to make a very complex remote controls to access teletext and stuff like that. Yeah, but then you have to define the buttons to serve.
Just write the number.
Yeah. So,
we are with the channel keys, right?
Yeah. So, anyway, we don't have to include this feature because it's not used anymore by users. They prefer to use.
I'm sure that they would like, but I don't see just one button.
Yeah. I don't know. If one button is still one more button. If we want to make it very simple, we have to reduce the number of buttons compared to the to our competitors. Well, anyway, I have this point we can discuss. Also, so as I told before, it would be better if it's only for the TV, because we want to be quick on the market. And then also we have to make very clear that this this remote control is part of our product, and show our corporate logo and colors on the design as well, so that they identify it as one of our products. So this is the key point. So before finishing, we can define what would be the characteristic of the control, of the remote control, and which button do we need, which function do we want, etc.
Come.
So you so from the marketing expert, I think the key aspect is the easy to use aspect. It should be very simple, and most buttons are never used. Only 10% of the buttons are used often. So I think we have to do something very simple, and I think we will agree on that point. Mm-hmm. Right?
Well, if it is going to be that, the remote control is very simple.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, the key point here is simple. Maybe so few buttons, channel, volume control, and what function do you see?
Well, it should be as simple as possible, just at the remote control, there is no other function that I can change.
Maybe switch TV on.
No, you want to keep always on, so that advertising can, revenue can come back to us.
Yeah, volume. Maybe a mute button and an on off button, and that's all.
I know that you say that many people are doing plenty of a lot of zapping.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I know I discovered that when I did a quick look. They do something which is quite nice now. You have a button, you press it, and this is the previous channel which is coming back.
Yeah, this is cool. Maybe we can include that also, previous channel button. So we have like channel button, the previous channel button, the volume button plus a mute button,
mm-hmm.
and just the traditional on-off
mm-hmm.
button. And of course the channel changing buttons.
Yeah, I talk
how
about
should
that.
We,
yeah.
How should we implement that? Because in numerical only, it could be also incremental.
Yeah. Incremental, definitely, because that means you switch them.
Let's say that we can do something like that. This is an incremental, but when you press it for a long time, you go 5 by 5.
To go faster?
To go faster.
Mm-hmm. It's an interesting idea that if you press it for a long time, you get something else in general. So if you have your 10 buttons for the the numerical buttons, and you have still having just one memory.
Yeah.
You have 3% for a long time.
Maybe we should have also a digit.
You should have a complete keyboard and type console commands.
Yeah.
Change channel.
Maybe we have also to have digits. Only incremental. I don't know, because if
it's
you
not useful, like if you want to change between three channels, for example, then you cannot work with just memory and incremental.
Yeah, because you have your previous channel button. If you have incremental only, it's not doesn't work, because the previous channel is either minus one or plus one.
Yeah.
So I think we need also digits.
Okay.
Maybe we can make very obvious the channel and volume button, and smaller button down there with the digits.
Yeah, only use up usually, so we'll have to press the same button on the tank and stuff like that.
Yes.
Or we can do something like that. We can design the remote control to have access. You know, some remote control have protection.
Mm-hmm.
And so you yeah.
Yeah, that's the other thing. There's a, you know, there's some mask with a wheel like this. Stop having the up down buttons.
Yeah,
yeah, a kind of joystick.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we can have a wheel for incremental. Okay, so have a wheel for incremental. Have the digits on the lower side that can be closed, so as you said, protected. And yeah, I think this
on the lower side, I think the top 10.
And do we have
a door? Yeah, not a wheel, but a door. But you say
yeah. I would say the wheel is better.
That
is the expert of
good. It's not like a volume, it's a smooth. Yeah, it's only changed one by one.
Yeah.
So you have to make it that you should feel the
yeah,
the script.
Yeah,
but the
beat. Yeah, that's a good idea. And but also we have to decide, so it should be lightning in the dark, I think, because most people lost their remote control.
Quite easy with water and smooth. With backlight on the...
With LED or if it's a LCD
blue, blue LED, and we sell that.
And do we use an LCD display? Because it was important for young customers, if you remember.
I think it's only important if you have multifunction.
Yeah.
If you have multifunction, then there's no point in having the LCD. It just increases the cost.
Okay.
The user doesn't have an advantage.
So no LCD? And so no speech as well, because it would delay too much the...
Okay.
Even if it would delay, yeah. It would be cool. I mean, you could say CNN, for example. CNN.
Yeah, that would be cool. But 8 months is really long. Maybe we can just...
10 years.
So, we will move to next meeting, so in after the lunch break. Here are the individual action you are required to do, but you will be recalled those actions by email, I think, but you can take notes if you want. But well, the instruction will be sent. So thank you for your suggestion, and I will make a summary of that meeting that I will put in the shared folder, you can see. And then you will be able to see what has been said on this meeting and what has been decided. Maybe for next meeting, send me your presentation before by email, so that we can see them all together.
Yeah.
That would be easier.
What is the folder that you put your room? Did it work?
No, it did not work. She sent it to me by email.
Okay.
So maybe it's better to send it by email.
What is your email?
So yeah, it's in the first email, so I'm participant one at
Amy.
Okay. Where is that? It's here. Participant one at Amy. Okay. So see you at the lunch break.
We'll see you at lunch break. So next time we should have a fight. What do you think? How about the idiot manager or something? Who happens to be your friend?
It's a fight, and then recognizing the...
It's a very rare event.
And
very rare.